You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, I'm Tatiana, and today I would like to give you a refresher on how to sell wholesale on Amazon. Now, I don't have to tell you, there is a plethora of opportunities on how to make money online, and it's great. And e-commerce is one of those best models because, hey, we live in a consumerist culture. And Amazon is one of the greatest platforms to get started when it comes to e-commerce because they do so much of the heavy lifting for you. But when it comes to selling on Amazon, there isn't only one way to go about doing it. There are many different models that you could follow to make money on Amazon. And I talk about these models on my YouTube channel. I share with you the different models, the pros and cons. Which one is best is not the question you should be asking. The question you gotta ask is, which is best for you? Now today I wanna highlight this wholesale model because I think it can be one of the best models for complete beginners. So if you've never made a dollar online, you will wanna watch this video because this could be a model that really resonates with you in your current circumstances. Now I'm gonna talk about the model in this video, give you the gist of it, give you the summary, and by the end of this video, you're gonna have a much better understanding of what wholesale is, and I'll point you in the right direction. So first of all, when we talk about wholesale, we gotta talk about the things that we don't need to worry about that we would otherwise need to worry about with other models of selling on Amazon. So we don't need to worry about making a large investment. This is one of the greatest barriers of entry when it comes to other models, having to pay a lot of money upfront for your inventory, for your business expenses, marketing, etc. This model, minimal investment. You don't have to worry about time restrictions. You don't have to worry about product development. You're not going to be building your own brand. You're not going to be selling your own products. You're going to be selling other people's products. So all that time that you put into product development, packaging, labeling, certifications, all of that, you know, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about it being high risk because it's one of the lowest risk models. And I would say that's really important for people who are just getting started. You know, this model may not be the model that's going to make you the best returns, but it's going to be lower risk. And I would venture to say that if you're just getting started, you're a complete beginner, you've never built an online business before, what's more valuable to you is having lower risk, because oftentimes, you know, high risk, high reward. And so when you're first getting started, lower risks, just so that you can actually get started. Because if you know it's high risk, you probably won't get started. And you have to be realistic that when you've never done anything online before, there's going to be a learning curve. And so you're going to have a lot to learn. You're probably going to make mistakes. And so you don't want to put a lot of money on the line and risk a lot. You also don't have to worry about marketing campaigns. This is a big one because when it comes to other models, one thing people struggle with a lot is marketing. Marketing your product means how are you going to get people to view your Amazon listing? And with this model, you don't have to worry about paid marketing, social media marketing, none of that. And finally, you don't have to worry about unpredictable sales because, again, you're not launching a product on Amazon for the very first time, a product that's never been sold on Amazon before. Really, all you're doing is you're looking for products that have been selling on Amazon for a while. They have historical sales data, and that historical sales data will allow you to forecast future sales. And so there's a lot less unpredictability when it comes to sales. And if you do it right, you find products that the day that you list them on Amazon, you start making sales. All right, so let me give you the gist of this model before we get further into it. All right, so first, you have to find established products that are selling on Amazon, and then you have to reach out to these brands. And in reaching out to these brands, you have to communicate the value that you can add to them and request to become an authorized reseller of their products. Then you build a relationship with them. Then you purchase their inventory at the wholesale price, which you will later sell at retail price. And then you just have to make sure that once you're selling on Amazon, that you don't run out of stock and that you reorder before you run out of stock. And that is it. That is the gist of this model. It's so simple, which is another reason why I think it's great for beginners. And because it's so simple, you can actually outsource this model. So you can actually hire virtual assistants to basically build this business for you. Once you've done it yourself a few times, you understand how to do it yourself, you can basically hire other people to build your business for you, and you can spend your time doing other things, and it's really cool. So super simple model, and the key to success with this model is in the number of brands you reach out to. Okay, quantity is important because you have to factor in that, well, not every brand is going to say yes, right? Some brands are going to say no. And so if I only reach out to 3 brands, well, what's my likelihood of success compared to if I reach out to 10 brands, 20 brands, 30, 50, 40 brands, right? So your likelihood of success increases as you reach out to more brands. And then second is your ability to communicate your value. So if you can communicate how you can add value to the brand, then that's going to increase your likelihood of success that that brand is going to want you to become an authorized reseller of their products. Okay, but now you're probably asking, well, how am I going to add value to these brands? Well, it's important to understand what kind of brands you'd be reaching out to versus the ones that you wouldn't be reaching out to because they are very different. So, for example, you're not going to be reaching out to private label sellers. So people like myself, I started an Amazon FBA private label brand on Amazon, and I was a solopreneur building my Amazon brand. I wouldn't want someone to sell my products on Amazon because I'm selling my products. So what you're looking for are people who are not selling their products on Amazon. Other people are selling their products. You're not going to be reaching out to brand owners like this gal who has a beautiful Amazon listing, complete with informative images and text, and has enhanced brand content. She doesn't need any help. She doesn't need you to come in and help her because she's already done such a fantastic job with her listing and is driving traffic and is really creating a great customer experience. You're going to reach out to brands like this guy, who is making $22,000 a month with over 1,000 nearly 5-star reviews selling horse boots, in spite of his listing having only one image that's repeated not once, not twice, but 3 times, his bullet points being absolutely non-descriptive, and his product listing leaving prospective customers in the dark, leaving them asking basic questions like, what size should I get? Which could be addressed with a simple size chart. And if you observe over here, this brand of horse boots is called Professional Choice. That's the brand name. They aren't selling their horse boots on Amazon. A third-party seller named NRS World is. So they're not going to be concerned about you driving sales away from them. They make money by selling you their products at wholesale pricing, and you make money by selling them on Amazon at retail pricing.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
And they would much rather have someone on Amazon selling their products who's going to add value to their brand. You know, if they compare, you know, one way to secure these brands is by actually doing a screen share video, finding out the contact information of the brand and doing a screen share, going to the Amazon listing like this and be like, hey, I just noticed that NRS World is selling this product. You know, you've only got 3 of the same images on Amazon. Your customers are asking basic questions like, what size should I get? And we could really help improve this listing. You know, there's a lot we could do here so that we could have a better customer experience. And really, it's going to help increase conversion rates and brand loyalty. So the value that you'll add is by helping to drive more traffic to the Amazon listing, to increase their sales, and to improve the overall quality of the Amazon listing. But wait a minute, Tatiana, I don't know how to do any of that. What are you talking about? I don't know how to do improving the Amazon listing, driving traffic. Guess what, guys? You're gonna learn how to do it because it's so easy. Just watching the videos on my YouTube channel alone would be enough to equip you with the information that you need to approach these brands as a professional. I have videos talking about how to optimize your Amazon listing, keyword research, how to have really great Amazon photos, all of that stuff. It's here on my YouTube channel. I've got an Amazon playlist. Go check it out. It's free. That's enough to approach these brands because you have to think about it. These brands, they're not Amazon sellers. They don't know a thing about selling on Amazon. They know they should, but they have other responsibilities. They have other things that they need to be putting their time and attention into. And they would love if someone could just walk on in, send them an email and say, hey, you know, I know you've been meaning to improve your Amazon listing and sell on Amazon. You don't have the time, but I do. And I have experience and I know how to do this. And you know, that's how you secure them. So this, you can learn that stuff. It's really easy to learn. I learned this stuff like 6 years ago and it honestly hasn't changed when it comes to optimizing your Amazon listing, all of that stuff. None of that's changed over the last 6 years. And if you want to take it one step further and really equip yourself so you can feel really confident to approach these brands as a professional, then take a course. Courses are going to give you so much confidence because you're really learning this stuff comprehensively. The course that I took that taught me about how to wholesale sell on Amazon is called The Wholesale Formula. And it's not available all the time, it's only available once per year, but it's a good course and it teaches you how to do all this stuff, how to optimize listings, and it also teaches you how to stay organized when you're reaching out to brands and communicating with them. So if you want to take things one step further and really build a professional wholesale business, then you could consider a course. Not everyone likes to take courses. Some people, they do really well just like learning on their own and implementing. But from my experience, the majority of people, they prefer to have that step-by-step guidance. They prefer to kind of have someone hold their hand and show them exactly what to do. And that really boosts their confidence to move forward and take action with their business. All right, there's a helicopter outside in the backyard. So we're just gonna have to wait a minute until they clear because it's quite loud. All right, so we can summarize the process of wholesale selling on Amazon in three steps. Number one is scouting. So you're going to be looking for awesome products established with loyal established customers on Amazon. So again, you're not looking for people who just launched a product for the first time, have no reviews, no historical sales. You're looking for established products on Amazon with reviews and sales data. And what kind of products can you look for? You can look for products in all categories. It's really, you're not limited to any one single category. What is important is that they are replenishable wholesale products. And when I say replenishable, I don't mean consumable products, like non-perishable products. That's not what I'm talking about. When I say replenishable, I mean products that have sustainable supply and demand so that you can reorder from the brand continuously. That's very important. You're gonna need to look for consistent sales. You don't want a product that's selling really well one month, not selling well the next month. And you're also going to be looking for the estimated profit margins. So before you move forward with contacting a brand, you want to try and calculate what would be my return on this product. Because at the end of the day, profit is everything. Number two, sourcing. Contacting the brand owners, forging a mutually beneficial relationship. Again, mutually beneficial. This is so important. You're going to benefit by being able to purchase their products at a wholesale price. You're going to try and negotiate to become the authorized reseller of their products so other people can't sell their products on Amazon. And what you're going to do in return is you're going to really help improve their brand assets on Amazon, improve their listing. Just improving their listing can improve conversion rate overall, which is going to be a win-win for you. So we want win-win for everyone. That's the key, and that's how you're going to be able to score these relationships with these brand owners. And number three, selling. This is the easy part. Once you purchase the products at the wholesale price, you just sell them on Amazon. Really, again, it's easy because you don't have to do the marketing. These products are products that are already selling every single day in high numbers, and you just sit back and enjoy the sales. And the only thing that you really have to make sure that you're doing is replenishing inventory. You don't want to run out of stock because even one day out of stock means a loss of sales, potential sales for you. So that's the gist of it. It's a very simple model, which is why I think it's a great option for those just getting started. And I wanted to share it with you guys. And if you want to learn how to do this the right way and just kind of get that step-by-step guidance, I do recommend the wholesale formula. You can go to TatianaJames.com/TWF to learn more about it. I've been through the course. I think it's great. Of course, it's going to teach you how to add value to the brands, but more than that, before that, it's going to teach you what to look for, which brands to reach out to, and which ones to not waste your time with. And also they have this portion in the course called VA Launchpad, which stands for Virtual Assistant Launchpad, which teaches you how to hand off this business to a virtual assistant, which you can hire for really inexpensively. And basically they kind of build the business for you and you just manage it. So again, it's a business model that can be very hands off. And I just recently interviewed someone who is doing $11 million in sales with this business model, which just shows that there isn't really a cap. I thought that you'd be more limited with this business model. I thought that there's more opportunity with private labeling, and there can be because you make way more profit margins with private labeling, but you can definitely scale this business without having to invest so much time. All right, guys, so I hope you enjoy this. Click the link in the description box below to learn more about the wholesale formula, the course that I recommend checking out if you want to get into wholesale. And I'll also put a link down below for other videos I talk about wholesale. I have a playlist for wholesale. You can check that out. I have some interviews in there of people who've had success stories with this business model, which can be always is encouraging to hear of other people's stories. That's it. Thank you so much for watching and have a fantastic day.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.